In the first part of this news piece, we heard from Sarah Murphy, who is riding her horse the length of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. She and her horse, Rob Roy, traveled through parts of Virginia, West Virginia, and into Kentucky 6 years ago to protest mountaintop removal. Now, after riding west from her home in Nelson County, they are following the proposed route of the pipeline back through the two Virginias and into North Carolina.
You know, it's still funny how you can go from one mountain to the next, and it's just totally different. I mean, when I was going through, I think it was 84 into West Virginia, there was a moment, and I looked over at the mountain, and it was like every tree was perfectly delineated. Like, the edges were so sharp. There were so many different colors. I mean, it looked like a painting. You get overcome. You get the awe of it, because you see it when you're traveling in a car, but when you're traveling slow like that, you really become immersed in it.
Traveling slowly gives Sarah the opportunity not only to feel closer to the land she wants to protect, but also to hear the stories of those who are conflicted about loving their home and needing to make a living.
If your choice is to live in the land that you love, or to, you know, tap those resources to stay in that land, you know, is that really a choice? Do they really have a choice there?
Sarah commented on what she had observed on her first ride through West Virginia and her belief it is essential as many people as possible learn construction monitoring skills.
I didn't see a lot of resistance because I think it's so ingrained in their culture. There's been so many extractive practices there that people feel like they can't go against it. You know, when I was in Dominion country, you feel that presence. And so I think, you know, Virginia is fighting very, very hard against this. And we've been pretty successful. And I think part of it is going to be having that connection between the states so that we can all fight it together, so that people don't feel so disparate, and that we're really combining our resources and our knowledge. I know they're getting ready to do a TSI pipeline monitoring seminar, I think, up in Buchanan, November 3rd.
She also mentioned how a long time camping and riding helps anyone become more appreciative of the resources we mostly take for granted. She became
more aware in practice of consumption and what it actually means and requires. You know, we live in this consumer society, and you have to consume to live and to maintain, but to be, I think, more conscious of it.
Along the way, though, Sarah and Rob Roy have met supporters and have not had to completely rough it every step of the trek.
So they put me up at Mountain Quest Inn, they put me up at Shalimar Farm, Elk Springs Resort. So, you know, I had it kind of cushy whenever. I was like, you guys should be the West Virginia Tourism Board. I just got this beautiful glimpse into West Virginia. And so, you know, everyone was really wonderful.
For pictures of Rob Roy and Sarah as they walk along slowly and steadily east, you can visit her blog.
So all of that information is on www.acponhorseback.tumblr.com.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.